At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Break. Sponsored by Pinnacle Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Second hour is sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank, who have a special mortgage promotion going on right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th, when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi and close with Chris Lauer, Adam Lenzen, or Marlon Lyon at Pinnacle Bank, you'll get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast Nebraska. That's a round of golf for four, cart rentals, and a one-night two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino there on the premises, or $250 towards your closing costs. Please call Chris, Adam, or Marlon for this opportunity at 402-436-2462. Mention the code BREAKERS. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Quick little drive. Take a drive across Standing Bear Bridge, which is just maybe a few miles away from there, and buzz over into South Dakota and stop at the dock. The dock is a little local watering hole right on the other side of the bridge, and it's really cool. So that's something you want to take in when you're up there at Ohia.
All right, back up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that where? How do you do this?
Standing Bear, just whip over that, and you're in South Dakota, and it's right there on the right hand side, right on the east side of the road.
Are you familiar with dock. That?
I think so.
It's a nice little spot.
Jake?
You been across Standing Bear Bridge?
I believe I have.
Well, you wouldn't come across it coming from Crofton. You would not cross
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't that go to Springfield?
Yep,
I know exactly where the dock is at.
Yes,
I have not stopped at the dock. I know exactly where it's at.
Were you in Springfield to look at golf carts?
I played golf in Springfield,
it's a nice little spot. It's right on the river.
A nine-hole track there.
Yes, it's very nice.
It is right. It's
right
on the river. Nice views at Springfield.
Did you play with Taylor?
I did play with Taylor. That was last 4th of July. That's why I saw Bill up there. Bill saw me at the...
Hold it. You played... If you had called me, I would have came and played Springfield.
You would not have.
I would have.
Now I know next time.
I'll tell you what. When I made that drive on the 4th of July down through by the Niagara golf course right there, and all of a sudden there's just albino out there in the middle of the course, and it's sunny. Hot. Yeah, it's like there he is, gleaming. Yes, I laid on the horn.
He did.
I laid on the horn.
Maybe more so than this morning. Yes. It's comparable, I would say.
But it was daytime.
It's daytime.
This
is probably 9:30 in the morning. Maybe.
Yeah.
And this morning it was 5:40.
Scotland was with him.
Yeah, Scotland was with us. Yeah.
Yes.
She was.
Yes.
She looked back at the horn.
Gigi's doing some babysitting for
her. I didn't bring that up on the air.
Yes.
We have hired a babysitter for Saturday.
Yes.
At
date night, sounds like.
Gigi?
Yeah.
Gigi is going to babysit Gigi? Scotland this Saturday night.
Yes.
Wow.
On that new deck.
She's more than welcome to hang out on the deck.
It's all been redone.
The furniture's out there. It's ready to roll.
Yes.
The pool
more than welcome.
Has some work to do still. Got some issues with the pump going on there, but...
Really?
Hopefully, get that figured out today. Yeah.
Okay.
Have your
pool guy coming.
Have
out?
Your groundsman take.
I got a pool guy coming over today.
Well, you have a yard guy.
No,
so,
Seth does fertilize the yard twice a year.
Well, no, I'm talking about your neighbor.
Oh, Jim. Jim does mow the yard occasionally. I don't ask for that. He just comes over and does it. Today is mowing day. I will mow the yard at some point tonight.
I mowed yesterday.
Good job, guys.
Mowed yesterday.
See?
And weedy.
I don't mow. You know,
see, we got that on you.
We're fine with that.
I have that on you.
Thank you,
I
Pinnacle Bank.
I liked him. I liked him. Yeah, Pinnacle Bank.
Let's get back to
FDIC.
Yeah,
thank
please.
You.
Please.
464-5685. Call or text, as always.
Speaking of a bank.
We're trying to assess all the info from the contract of Matt Rhule. This is from Sam McEwen of the World Herald yesterday. The headline is, Nebraska's new deal with Matt Rhule includes $5 million payment for IP rights and LLC agreement.
That's intellectual property.
Thank you.
I would know nothing about that. But anyway, yeah.
This is from Sam McEwen. It says, as part of his new deal with Nebraska Athletics, Husker football coach Matt Rhule agreed to sell his intellectual property rights to the school, which will pay his annual salary, to two sources. Okay. The first contract on NU's transparency website is a standard coaching agreement that includes most of the annual compensation laid out in the term sheet from October 30th, 2025, when he signed the extension that goes through the 2032 season. The second contract is between the school and Rhule's LLC, MRJR Ventures, that's licensed out of Delaware in 2018. This is from, again, Sam McEwen says, signed March 31st of this year. The deal pays roughly 19% of the 2026 salary on Rhule's term sheet and 25% annually after that. When he makes $10 million in 2027, $7.5 million goes to Rhule, and $2.5 million goes to the LLC.
At this point, the listeners are saying, what does this matter? What is the deal?
Well,
why is this significant?
Because it says this, NU's deal lays out duties performed for the payout that includes attending fundraisers, giving promotional speeches, podcasts, and appearing on programs such as ESPN's Pat McAfee show.
Duties performed for the payouts.
Is there any additional money from this? That's the question I'd like to know.
This is new. It says through the LLC deal, Nebraska paid MRJR Ventures $5 million this spring.
That's it.
To purchase Rhule's intellectual property rights for the duration of his tenure at Nebraska.
So they paid his...
Using a donor gift to pay for the rights. Husker Athletics intends to make money off of Rhule's name, image, and likeness.
So he made an extra $5 million.
Yes.
And they're banking on that the rights to his LLC will fund that. Now, the interesting piece here, to start off with, would be that this was not a press release. This was through the Freedom Act, right?
Yes.
And so...
Freedom of information.
Yeah, so this was not released. This was discovered.
Nope. Correct.
And so that's always interesting because the people who were messaging me yesterday was like, hold it here. If this was we're out there with it, it would have been a release to it.
Yep.
But in the end, he made an extra $5 million is how I see it.
And then Husker Athletics intends to make money off
to make
Rhule's.
It back.
Yep.
Yeah, they intend to make money off Rhule's name, image, and likeness. So that's what's going on.
So okay. Nebraska now owns the House Rhule's podcast, which has more than 12,000 subscribers, and episodes get 50,000 views or so. Nebraska could also collect speaking fees should Rhule be paid to give a speech, or it could put Rhule's face on a cup.
On a cup.
And sell it for profit.
Hold it. That's in the article?
That is yes. That is.
They could put I think it's by way of example.
Yes.
Maybe
if they're pushing to get the $5 million back and the cups, the coffee cups sold,
plastic cups with Rhule's visage on it. Yeah, whatever. I mean, yeah. Okay. Now I'm starting to understand this a little bit.
I see why there. I mean, the pushback that there was, I would say pushback, but response was heavily guarded. People did not. I wouldn't say that they disagreed with this.
Why is that?
Because it's an extra $5 million.
No guarantee they get that money back at NIL and make money on it.
The fact they're going to say that our podcast is going to make this money back. And it's a podcast that all of a sudden, if it drops on October 15th, it was actually shot sometime in August.
Probably so.
And so if you beat Indiana here, the podcast that drops after that was something shot in August. It doesn't seem to add up or make it.
I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, last year they were done.
Could you adjust that? The question is, could you adjust that?
Sure. Absolutely.
And just say, hey, we just beat Indiana. We better rip one out.
I would think you would do a different one very quickly. Yeah. But still, with the amount of money paid from the article and the success with it, for a bonus $5 million on top of it,
right.
I don't see, with all the messages I have, I don't see how you would push back on those people unless somebody can really answer. You take $5 million, invest it pretty well. That's a pretty good return.
Oh,
just
yeah.
So you know,
uh-huh.
It take a while for you to catch up.
Yes.
It's not just catch up to $5 million. How long did it take you to get there, mm-hmm. and what that money could have done during that time?
Correct.
In investment. You know, sometimes you hear something like going, And they bought that house for this much, and they sold it for that much. Like, yeah, it was over 25 years. You just would have invested that money. You'd have made triple that. Mm-hmm. And so that's my question also. It just, I think it's the most concerning part is that,
what's that?
It wasn't released. It had to be
sought out.
It had to be sought out. Mm. So somehow someone caught wind of this, asked for the information.
It's been percolating a little bit. It's been percolating.
Okay, Steve, you're the answer. Jake, you're the fan. Okay. Is it a good look?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, the way I would spin it is, if I'm spinning it, I would say it's the cost of doing business. I mean, it's the cost of doing business.
There's a time for this, though. If Matt Rhule is making the playoff and he's elevated Nebraska, I don't think there's pushback at all. Saying, hell yeah, his NIL deal, this might generate some buzz and might generate some clicks and some money. But he's 19-19. The buzz is not exactly high on and Matt Rhule, so I think the timing is on.
What? I know. Yeah,
like Cignetti. That makes sense.
I'm just playing devil's advocate at this point. Now, you would, in fairness, you would, if you're in Rhule's camp, you would point out that what was Frost's record in his last 2+ years is like 7-17. I mean, they're better record wise,
But they're 500.
19.
They're
19,
better than what it was. That was not acceptable at Nebraska,
right? That's no, I'm just fired. Playing devil's advocate. Record-wise,
now it's if somebody improved. Has, if somebody could come on the show or call in from administration and say, "Here's the spreadsheet. We bought it for $5 million, mm-hmm. and we think over the next whatever years, that's the return is going to be this." If someone has some sort of that, it just doesn't feel to me like right now like the return is going to be unreal. They're betting on things becoming really good. Now all of a sudden,
well, that's what you do, right? You bet on it yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got a good agent, and he's got a good agent.
Well, for those who put Matt Rhule on a hot seat, this is another, again, if he has a bad year, then they'll do what they have to do. But this is more proof that they're just investing in him long term. The extension already was that, but now you have another $5 million for NIL rights, essentially for his NIL. You don't just like fire a guy after.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit Hims.com/early break to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's HIMS.com/early break. Hims.com/early break. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit Hims.com.
No, I get that.
It's going to take a lot to get him out of here.
Well, now, you don't have to agree with me. I believe that if it's bad, if the season goes poorly, I am not in the camp that says they got to keep him because they can't pay the buy. Yeah, they can. It'd be $64 million. Sam has a paragraph in it's an indefinite total, but it'd be in that range, $64 million. They can come up with that. They can come up with it. It's not. I mean, I've been told that for years, actually, and it still applies today. They will not say, hey, 4-8, but we can't pay his buyout. No, they'll be able to pay the buyout if they have to. And then there comes a point in that conversation where you can't afford to keep a coach, where it's literally just bad business to keep him. There's a threshold there. I don't know what it is exactly, but 4-8, 5-7, you're probably in that range. Well, you just literally can't afford to keep it.
Right.
Do you think this was set up way back when through his agent on his initial negotiations
It
starts?
Good question.
Because it'd be hard because there's been a lot of pushback on the extension. There's been a ton of pushback.
Yeah.
I mean, major. It's like 95% pushback on the extension. And then in March, you decided, by the way, we're going to give you $5 million more.
Good agent.
So my point is, was that done months ago? Where it's like, hey,
That's a good question. That story is a good story, but there's a lot of questions that go with it. I don't understand. It raises a lot of questions. But whatever.
It's like anything else. If it was something that was a deal like this is a great deal, it would have been a press release. It wouldn't have been through the Information Act.
Probably not.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been.
Now, here's the thing about this type of story and the questions that accompany it. If they do finish 9-3, then you know, good job. You locked them in.
Still takes a lot of money to get that $5 million back. Mm-hmm. If all of a sudden it's like, also it's kind of like, hey, you want to fly to Maine to do a speech for $40,000? Not really, because I'm not getting paid that $40,000. I've already been paid for that, and I can just turn it down. I don't have to even take it unless they say. We also have the rights that we can, if we find an opportunity for you, you have to do it.
That's
part of the deal here.
You got $5 million back. Yeah.
But if it were me, I'd be going like, hey, do you want to go to Columbus and do a speech for 10 grand? No, I don't.
That's why I don't. Why would I? Fully understand.
How much rights does he have to refuse?
Yeah, what's the rights of refusal?
There you go.
Thank you, Jake. Nailed that. Is a college education UNL elite.
We went to UNL.
Yes, you did. Did a great job.
Oh, you went to Wesleyan.
We should have known.
Nebraska Wesleyan, a little higher academic. In Lincoln. Don't kid yourself.
You didn't go to UNL. That's right.
That's it. That's,
don't kid yourself.
Yeah, don't easy on that one there.
Private school.
I like this. All. This is the last.
Invite only.
Okay.
Invite only.
Okay.
This was the last paragraph of the Sam McEwen article.
Yeah, I didn't get that far.
It says the agreement between Nebraska and MRJR Ventures is 13 pages and lists 8 services Rule can perform to fulfill the contract and 20 sponsors he could do work for, including Adidas, UNMC, Pepsi, the airport, Woodhouse, auto dealer, Valentino's, and Hy-Vee grocery stores.
Okay.
So that's, if you see NIL, it's probably within these 20 sponsors that is listed for Matt Rule. Maybe some
interesting.
Cups.
That's
maybe some Hy-Vee cups, possibly.
That's what they're talking about, probably. His face on a cup.
But like I said, they have to arrange it, right? This is the deal. It means Woodhouse, we're gonna use Rule, and then you're gonna pay us $500,000, and then we get the $500,000 because we've already paid him up front. Mm-hmm. So is this like a warehousing thing?
Carson Schott, please weigh in.
Yes, but anyway. Right now, the biggest pushback is the fan in Cozad, or who's ever out driving, planting soybeans right now. We're like, we just gave him $5 million more.
Mm-hmm.
That's still the one that comes up the most. It's just however you cut it. Now, if there's somebody that gets to show us 5 years from now, says gave him $5 million, return $17.2 million.
Yeah,
okay. Brilliant.
All right,
I will jump on the brilliant. I will not be like, I still think it's dumb. It's like. Nope.
It worked. I mean, some of it's just wins, losses, right? This will look good in December if they're 9-3.
Absolutely.
And you're in the program.
This one payment?
It was one payment.
So it was one five. That's a good day.
It is.
Did anybody see your account lately?
I've never had a day like that.
That'd be something, wouldn't it?
$5 million in the account today.
$5 million.
Guess I'll go golf today.
Yeah.
At the Masters.
Drinks are on me.
DP will be the first to know if I get that. Sean and DP.
See you guys.
Back to back.
It's been fun.
Yeah. See you guys.
You wouldn't come in and do one more show?
Come on. You got to say goodbye.
And wouldn't you come in and say goodbye?
Yeah.
You owe that to us.
I do.
You kind of do.
If you're going to leave, you owe it to
You don't owe it to me. You owe it to Jake.
You owe
nothing to me.
Yeah, just disappear.
I just came in and squatted on the show and didn't leave, so I'm not really.
I'd owe it to both of you. Yeah. I just have a hard time when people
say
you owe it to
Connor? Like that.
Connor's
what about Missing Tooth Greg?
Wait, someone's trying to maybe put this in good light. I'm not sure this is possible or not, but they're trying to.
Yeah, please.
Devil's advocate in a positive way.
Yes.
It says,
chime in.
Is there any chance that Nebraska paid him the $5 million as a way to have Rule pay NIL to players through his LLC. Is that in play? Is that
that's
possible?
Illegal.
Wow.
It's illegal.
That's illegal.
Yeah, that's why we answered the question.
Yeah. It's a good question.
It's illegal in what? Is it illegal?
Like coaches can't do that. They, matter of fact, coaches can't even pay other coaches. Like, well, oh, I'll just take that in my contract, but I'll give him, you know, whatever. I mean, there's a certain...
Can't pay a guy a side deal?
Side deal.
Can't?
No.
Like, if you got a GA that's not making any money?
How easy would it be for someone, you know, like a Calipari, whoever, who's probably got $300-400 million in the bank, probably, to just be like, going like, guys, we need this. We need this forward. Like that. We need, but we're short $1.2 million. I got it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
Would there be a way to do it surreptitiously?
I don't know, but it's been pretty clear on how Dannon's approaching this, and we're staying within no, coaches cannot do that. Coaches cannot.
What you're saying is Dannon's abiding by rules.
Yes,
he restated,
and also that's not a bad thing. I don't know if people are going like, hang on, now we gotta get abiding by the rules. I think is probably a good thing, but a lot of people aren't doing it, and it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, Dannon reiterated that last night on statewide radio. We're playing by the rules here.
Now, here's a good point, and we don't have this answer, but someone says, does this type of contract happen at other schools? Do we know? They mentioned in the article Ed Orgeron was paid through LLC. I don't know if that was his contract. Was that not a media rights thing for him?
No, he didn't get $5 million.
No,
for those rights. That's just how he was paid.
Now, we have no idea. We don't know all the different contracts or how this looks at different schools. If they have NIL stuff like this,
from one Memorial Way that would like to call into the show and explain it, because we just don't understand. If there's a way to explain it, have it explained.
There's a lot of questions that the article raises. It's frankly sort of out of our purview. We prefer talking about running backs, not LLCs and shell games. I don't, whatever it is.
That's what, like, you listen to the pundits. Just think how things have changed for Ross Dellinger when he got into this. This job of sports. Now he does. It's all legal. Now he's spending all of his time. Heather Dennis, these people, these pros, spend all their time on nothing but law and what is going on with new rules and changes.
Yeah, NCAA rules.
The playoffs and then the NIL and the portal and the changing of dates and the size of the field.
The playoff field.
It's just there's very seldom is like going, their backup quarterback is going to make a push.
Right.
It's going to get interesting.
And I think that there's people that would prefer it to be that way.
I agree. There's just been so much stuff, which has been in what are we in now right now? We're in May, right?
So we
get some nice things to talk about.
Yeah.
Not a lot of stuff. If we had none of this stuff to talk about, I'd be like going, all right.
Yeah.
Let's talk that. Do that Royal story again, Jay.
I'll bring it up. Yeah. I'll throw a remote at the TV again for you guys.
No, you did not do that.
I did.
I've never even come close to throwing a remote at a TV.
I did do it, but
never even thought.
I can't afford to.
I can't afford it. Yeah, I can't afford to lose my remote or my TV.
I thought about this, and I probably shouldn't do that. I didn't. So we will try to navigate more.
Any other thing
with
the breakers?
Contract.
Any other ideas? Maybe people like. There's we have a lot of lawyers listening.
Someone says, tax. We thought tax implications. Yes, of course, that was thought of for LLC.
Perhaps.
Well, I will say this: if that's the case, that they're trying to help someone that's making like $13 million on his taxes, I don't really think that's Nebraska's job.
No, but would that be his agent's job?
I don't know, but it's not.
Trace Armstrong,
weigh in.
I continue to be impressed with Trace Armstrong. Very
former Dolphin defensive end.
Is that right?
Oh, he's great.
Powerful agent.
Early 2000s.
Bill, he's got to be one of the top four power agents.
He's two, I think. He's number two. Yes.
Two behind Sexton.
Yes.
Jimmy.
Yes.
That's a good spot to be.
I'd say he's two.
He's doing pretty well. Different.
Okay, that's interesting.
There might be some branch off from the Sexton Enterprise, because he's kind of like, okay, I got mine, but then within my agency, I'm going to let some people branch out to, but I'm still getting money off
and
of
you
that.
Would say, and this is, some people already know this, I think, Sexton and Armstrong control who's going where in a lot of cases.
Oh, the number of times I'm telling you, here's the people that it absolutely hammers are assistant coaches, because you'll hear it all the time. I mean, they hire, it's like, okay, they'll tell coaches, you've heard Saban talk about how upset he's been with Sexton at times because he, gave him ideas on who to hire, because they're looking for assistant coaches. They're going to be coordinators that will be the next head coach. That's what they're looking for. They're like, okay, bring him in, and when Sark gets the Texas job, then I was at Alabama. Now I'm still Sark's guy at Texas.
Right.
So that just increased my pay by several million.
Mm-hmm.
So, but assistant coaches anymore, for most jobs, if you're not involved with someone, it's always like, hold it.
If you're not involved,
the question that's always asked, even myself, if I was looking at something, I'd ask, is like, is this agent based? I'd ask right away. Yes. Agent's making the call on who he's hiring. I'm not saying they're not good coaches, but for the random person, you know, to all of a sudden just be like, oh wow, how'd that happen? Or there might be some people that handle themselves like they'll just promote from within, you know, like that. So I doubt that like Brett Maher was a Trace Armstrong guy, and he was here as an analyst, got promoted from within. I don't think that was probably that way, but a lot of times jobs are. He's talking to his agent, like, okay, I gotta get a D coordinator, and the agent's saying, okay,
100%.
Here's four guys for you.
Oh yeah, that's in.
It's not
that's
everywhere.
That's Trace Armstrong.
But that's 80 some percent is what it is.
Those guys are powerful. Those two guys are powerful.
They're doing very well for themselves right
financially,
now. But they really affect the landscape.
Landscape.
When we come back, Bill's Thrills is next on Early Break in the Ticket.